Several weeks back, I attended a conference by one of the leading theologians in our country. He's a professor at Georgetown University, a brilliant, brilliant priest. He's a member of a couple of Vatican congregations. And during his conference, he commented on this gospel passage, and he said something that I had never heard before, but that I immediately, upon hearing it, I thought, gosh, that's the most plausible explanation I've ever heard for this passage. He said, "Why did this woman go out at noon?" Now, immediately when he said that, I thought, okay, he's going to say something that I've heard numerous times before. She went out at that time to avoid being noticed. Right? Someone would go to fetch water, either first thing in the morning when it's nice and cool and all the other women are going to get water, or later on in the evening right before dinner time. She goes out at the hottest time of the day. She goes out at noon, and I heard because she would have been embarrassed. People knew about her life. They knew she had had several husbands. She didn't want anybody to see her. The priest said, that is absolutely wrong. And any Jewish person listening to this passage, they would have recognized it immediately. And right at the start, they would have gone, oh my gosh, are you serious? She went at noon? Why'd she go out at noon? If she didn't want to be noticed, she would have gone out at mid-morning. After all the women had come back and the men were out at work. She goes out when all the men are going to be on their lunch break. She goes out at the time precisely when she will be noticed. Because she's thirsting for number 7. She had already had 5 husbands, and the man she was with now was not her husband. She's longing to be loved. Please, someone take notice of me. I desire to be wanted. I am so lonely, and the man that I'm with not now is not doing the job. Maybe there's still somebody out there who could satiate my deepest desires. And that's when our Lord comes to her, right? In that moment of greatest need. And what does he do? He immediately goes to the wound. Woman, where is your husband? And what does she do? She doesn't want to go there. I can see that you are a prophet, right? Immediately shifting the conversation, not on herself, but back on him. After a profound encounter with our Lord, she leaves her bucket there. Not because she even wanted water in the first place, but as a symbol that after encountering our Lord, those deepest longings are already starting to be satisfied because he gives something that this world cannot offer. There's a great quote by G.K. Chesterton, one of the his concept for canonization. He was a leading apologist last century. He lived in England the first half of last century, and he said this. He said, the young man knocking on the brothel door is seeking God. The young man knocking on the house of prostitution is seeking God. Right? He just wants comfort. He wants meaning in his life. He wants to be loved. He just doesn't know where to find it. And it's like this woman that we read about today. And my brothers and sisters, it's true of every single one of us. Right? What is the emptiness in us? What are the wounds in us that we're trying to satiate by something in this world? But the reality is the world cannot give what we're longing for. That only our Lord Jesus Christ can offer it. And it doesn't have to be that you're struggling with serious mortal sin. It doesn't have to be that you have an addiction. It might be in a very small way, a hidden way that we're not even aware of. I remember when I arrived here 6 years ago, I'd been ordained a priest for 3 years. I'd only been in a parish for 2. Before that, I'd been in the seminary for 10 years. And in all of that time, I had hardly had a single glass of wine or a nice cold beer. Right? 13 years. I just didn't have any great desire for it. Well, I come to presentation, and at that time, there was a cook in the house, and there were 2 of us priests, and she would cook Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we'd come to dinner, and every night at dinner there would be a glass of water and a glass of wine. I go, okay, well, I'm one of those people, I don't like to waste any food or any drink, so if it's there in front of me, I'm going to try to finish it. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nice glass of wine. Well, man, this actually tastes really good. Right? It's refreshing, it's restful, it's relaxing. Gosh, it's so great. Well, about a month goes by, and those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday glasses of wine turned into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, about a month goes by, and one night, I'm just sitting in bed, and there's nothing wrong with a glass of wine. Even regularly, right? No big deal. So I'm heading to bed. I have about half an hour. And I pour a glass of wine. I'm just doing spiritual reading, right? Something holy. And all of a sudden, I have this inner desire. I feel like I'm being called by our Lord to come spend a half an hour with Him before I go to bed. I go, gosh, it's getting late. I only have half an hour. I look at the glass of wine. I go, gosh, do I drink that or do I go see our Lord? And all of a sudden, I go, oh my gosh, right? What the heck am I doing? Right? But the reality is, without me even realizing it, what am I doing? I'm looking to that glass of wine for my rest, for my comfort. Gosh, if I could just escape for a moment, right? If I could find a little bit of refuge there to take my mind off of things. And our Lord is speaking in my heart saying, I alone can offer you the true rest that you are seeking. Right? Come to me, the one who can really satisfy that inner longing. My brothers and sisters, what is it for you? Right, where is our Lord calling us to be more deeply converted? Are you at a point in your life where the TV programs in the evening are preventing you from saying your daily rosary? And if so, and you come to confession, you go, gosh, I'm not saying my daily prayers, but I spend 2 hours watching TV. What are those TV programs offering you? What are you seeking in them that really our Lord Himself wants to give you? If being physically fit is more important than being holy, gosh, there's something off there. Right? I spend more time exercising than I spend praying. Gosh, there needs to be a balance in my life. Lord, what are you saying to me? What are you revealing? I want to know. How am I trying to feed myself, to feed those inner voids with things of this world that you yourself desire to give me and that will bring me true fulfillment? We ask our Lord for the grace to know as we receive Him today and to know above all that it is the Eucharist that quenches that inner thirst.